since he didn't go to university, I had the privilege of working for Joyce Wieland, who was the first living Canadian woman artist to have a solo exhibition at the National Gallery of Canada, mm-hmm. and she was the first living woman artist to have a retrospective at the AGO. And her only education was at Central Tech. But she had the benefit of having Doris McCarthy as a teacher, who was a wonderful artist in Canada and internationally. So that's an example that it doesn't always have to happen, but I think if somebody has the opportunity to be educated in an atmosphere such as CADU or even any of the universities that exist, they always have art programs, it gives you a chance to build your repertoire of influences and experiences that you might have. So it has to be enriching and it's challenging. You know, you have to do a lot of hard work, but it gives you a chance to develop your skills and also to have the influences that can help you find your voice.